بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول جعل الله الرحمة 100 جزء فأمسك عنده 99 وأنزل في الأرض جزءا واحدا فمن ذلك الجزء يتراحم الخلائق حتى ترفع الدابة حافرها عن ولدها خشية أن تصيبه. وفي رواية إن لله تعالى 100 رحمة أنزل منها رحمة واحدة بين الجن والإنس والبهائم والهوام فبها يتعاطفون وبها يتراحمون وبها تعطف الوحش على ولدها. وأخر الله تعالى 99 رحمة يرحم بها عباده يوم القيامة متفق عليه. ورواه مسلم أيضا من رواية سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 100 رحمة فمنها رحمة يتراحم بها الخلق بينهم و99 ليوم القيامة. وفي رواية إن الله تعالى خلق يوم خلق السماوات والأرض 100 رحمة كل رحمة طباق ما بين السماء إلى الأرض فجعل منها في الأرض رحمة فبها تعطف الوالدة على ولدها والوحش والطير بعضها على بعض إذا كان يوم القيامة أكملها بهذه الرحمة. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created 100 paths of mercy. So Allah Ta'ala created mercy and divided mercy into 100 parts. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَوْتَهُ وَتِسْعِيلٌ Allah Ta'ala held back 99 parts of this mercy. So He withheld 99 parts, in other words 99%, and He sent into this world just 1%. So one part of this 100 parts that He had divided mercy into, this is the one part of the 100 parts Allah Ta'ala created. Allah sent us 1% down into this world. And Rasulullah SAW says, فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجُزْ It is this 1% of mercy we find يَتَرَاحَمُ الْخَلَائِقِ People, creation, show mercy to one another. So the mercy that we are enjoying is on account of this 1% of mercy that Allah Ta'ala sent down in this world, and 99% of which He has withheld to show mercy to His servants, the believing servants on the day of Qiyamah. And this mercy that we are enjoying, Rasulullah SAW explains that the person shows so much of mercy, حَتَّى تَرْفَعَ الدَّابَّةُ حَافِرَهَا To such an extent that even an animal, like a horse, it will pick up its hoof away from the child, saving the child, having fear that the hoof might trample on his child. It is the mercy that the mother has for the child. This animal, talking about an animal, lifting its hoof in fear of hurting its child. In the second narration, and the third and the fourth, all similar, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 100 parts of mercy, and Allah has sent down only 1% of this mercy. And this 1% of mercy, can we imagine, 1% only, and this is a mercy between that the jinn also enjoy amongst themselves, human beings appreciate and enjoy amongst themselves, and even the animals and the insects also. So each one is showing mercy to the other in their own species. فَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ They show affection to one another because of this mercy that Allah has sent down. وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ And they have affection and they show mercy. وَبِهَا تَعْتِفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِهَا Even the wild animal shows mercy on its own child. And Allah has then kept back 99% of the mercy on the day of Qiyamah. Can you imagine the day of Qiyamah, the horrors of Qiyamah are such that the Quran talks about a person running away from his own parents, from his own wife, from his own children, from his own brother and sister. So it is that day when every person will be begging Allah Ta'ala for His mercy, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will show mercy to the believers on that day of Qiyamah. May Allah grant us His special mercy. So from this hadith we have seen in all these riwayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu explains that mercy, Allah ta'ala has made, created 100 parts of mercy, and in the last narration, Allah has created the heavens. On the day when Allah created the heavens and the earth, that's the day Allah created the 100 mercies, and each mercy is equal to the distance between the heavens and the earth. And from this mercy, from these Allah Ta'ala has placed just this 1% of mercy, one of the 100, onto this earth by which a mother shows affection to her child, animals and birds show mercy to each other, and on the day of Qiyam, Allah will complete this 1% of mercy with the 99% of mercy that He has withheld. So we can see again the mercy Allah Ta'ala has for us. It should give us hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah forgiving us, Allah ta'ala protecting us, and Allah giving us Jannat in the hereafter. It does not mean we should just sin. What does it mean? That when a person commits sins, then he has hopes in Allah forgiving him, and therefore we should turn to Allah ta'ala and make sincere tawbah. We should never become lax and negligent. But these ahadith are an inspiration to all of us to increase our tawbah, increase our repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our good deeds, and then to hope on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك